Hello, and welcome to Mintel International's second Food and Beverage Trends podcast for Prepared Foods Magazine. My name is Christopher Hack. I am a consumer market analyst with Mintel. For those of you who don't know Mintel, we are a global market research company with offices in Chicago, London, Sydney, and Shanghai. Today I'll be talking with you about baby boomers. But before we get to that topic, I'd like to mention some of the other podcasts Mintel will be covering for Prepared Foods. Those include Health in a Bottle, Breakfast, Kids, Savory Flavors, and Sweet Flavors. Today's topic is baby boomers. Who are baby boomers? The largest generation? The richest generation? Well, today we're going to talk about the new and unique challenges and opportunities that baby boomers face and how these shape their behavior as consumers, and in particular, as consumers of prepared foods. So I'd like to start with a demographic background of baby boomers. Baby boomers are defined as the generation born between 1946 and 1964. In 2007, baby boomers are between the ages of 43 and 61. This is a generation that has long held interest to marketers, not only because of its large size, but also because baby boomers are pace setters. They're establishing new trends and breaking with old ones as they enter mature adulthood. In particular, older boomers are leading more active lifestyles, which has implications for the types of foods that they buy. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, there were an estimated 77 million baby boomers in the U.S. in 2005, accounting for 27% of the U.S. population. A little less than half of the boomer population, or 32 million adults, are in the older boomer group. They were born between 1946 and 1955 and are the closest to retirement. As a whole, boomers spend more than average on all different types of food and beverages at home, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Overall, their food expenditures were 15% higher than average. In particular, boomers exceed the average by a larger percentage in two categories: potato chips, nuts and other snacks, and frozen prepared foods. This reflects boomers' embrace of the new American way of eating, so-called grazing, or heavy reliance on convenience foods and a tendency to eat throughout the day. So manufacturers of prepared foods are well positioned to offer boomers snacks. It's also helpful to differentiate culturally between younger and older boomers. Older boomers define themselves by such moments as the assassinations of JFK, Robert Kennedy, and Martin Luther King. And they also remember such events as the Walk on the Moon and the Vietnam War. Key characteristics of older boomers include being more experimental, individualistic, and free-spirited. Younger boomers, on the other hand, define themselves by such events as Watergate, the Nixon resignation, and the Cold War. Younger boomers tend to be less optimistic and more cynical than older boomers, and for this reason, advertising to younger boomers requires a more candid view of the world. For example, one could imagine a snack ad that embraces the guilty pleasure qualities of snacking without any pretext of added health benefits. So boomers are not a single monolithic group. Rather, there are important differences among members of this generation based on age and income, and this affects their attitudes toward prepared foods. Older boomers spend more than their younger counterparts on many types of foods and beverages. Their higher spending on some categories is likely the result of a greater concern for health, as well as the fact that they are no longer having to cook meals for children who have likely moved out of the home. For example, boomers spend more on fresh fruits and vegetables, as well as fish and seafood. Children are also a factor in many of the differences between older and younger boomers. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, younger boomers spend considerably more than average in many categories, and their spending was also higher than that of older boomers in categories such as cereals and bakery products, dairy products, and carbonated beverages. Finally, it's helpful to look at for marketers to think about boomers in distinct consumer cohorts. Today, I'll mention three of those cohort segments taken from the Simmons National Consumer Survey. The first cohort is affluent empty nesters. They represent about 10.4% of baby boomers. These are older couples who have high discretionary incomes because they are dual income. The median age of this group is 61, and their median household income is $144,000. Boomers in the affluent empty nester category have contributed to the trend toward consumption of novel and exotic foods, from prepared ethnic foods to non-traditional fruits and vegetables. This willingness to try new things and the familiarity with other cultures gained from education and travel have brought greater variety to the affluent empty nester diet. In addition, a desire to maintain their health as they grow older may also influence shifts in spending for this group. Older boomers spend more on average on fruits and vegetables, for example. Portion control is also important for empty nesters. For example, Sarah Lee is targeting baby boomers who are becoming empty nesters with a product called Simple Sweets. It's a new line of frozen pies that are only 6 inches in diameter to eliminate leftovers. The second boomer cohort is upscale middle-aged couples. They represent about 9.3% of baby boomers. Similar to affluent empty nesters, upscale middle-aged couples are also dual income and do not have children at home. However, upscale middle-aged couples are younger, with a median age of 49, compared to an age of 61 for affluent empty nesters. They have lower household incomes with a median of $75,000. When marketers are looking to target this cohort, they need to think less about healthful options, but portion control is still important, as is indulgence in more exotic food offerings. The last consumer cohort we'll look at today are older couples raising kids. They represent about 8.4% of baby boomers. The segment includes older parents as well as grandparents involved in raising their children. The median age of older couples raising kids is 60. Their income level is only moderate, with a median annual household income of $49,000. The presence of children in these households undoubtedly is a factor in their expenditures for frozen prepared foods, dairy products, and cereals and bakery products. Finally, we'll take a look at what does the future hold for baby boomers. Well, the most important characteristic of baby boomers for the future is that they are aging. The first of 78 million baby boomers will turn 65 in 2011. And baby boomers are going to start developing more health problems. According to Health Daily, baby boomers are leading the surge in arthritis. Of the 9 million people newly diagnosed with arthritis between 1997 and 2003, 66% were between the ages of 44 and 64. So, for example, older boomers might be more interested in foods that promote joint and bone vitality. Foods that contain glucosamine, calcium, and vitamin D. Older boomers are also interested in prepared foods with heart health attributes, as well as foods that lower cholesterol and help prevent diabetes. Another characteristic of the future for boomers is that many will still be working well into the average age of retirement. More than 1 in 4 baby boomers plan to never retire, according to a survey by the National Association of Realtors. The AARP also found that 80% of baby boomers plan to work during what would normally be retirement years, making the need for convenient prepared foods that much greater. And the third defining characteristic of the future for boomers is that many are defying standards of aging. They're leading more active lives in mature adulthood. The Chicago Tribune reports that baby boomers are increasingly showing up in emergency rooms with athletic injuries. The Consumer Product Safety Commission notes that sports injuries among boomers have risen some 33% in the last 10 years. So foods that support a healthy, athletic lifestyle and prevent the risk of injury, such as sports beverages and energy bars, would appeal to active boomers. So I hope today's brief podcast gives you a better sense of baby boomers and how they relate to prepared foods. Before closing, I'd like to again mention the other podcasts that Mintel will be presenting. They are Health in a Bottle, Breakfast, Kids, Savory Flavors, and Sweet Flavors. You can find further information on the Prepared Foods website. Thank you for listening.